I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and three, motion to the near side of the field. It is a running play. And picking up the first down is Miles Sanders.
Let him run.
On a delay, they gave it to Miles Sanders. And he found room on the left side. And Jordan Whitehead trips him up for the five-yard gain. And sarcasm comes from the stands in waves.
Let Miles run.
That was the call on Eagles radio with Tampa Bay winning 28-22. Eagles falling to 0-3 at home. Now, they were getting worked early on. All right, halftime, you heard some boos. And then coming out of the third quarter, Fournette scores again, making it 28-7. And I was like, Troy, the Tolas are asking for a little spying on Filthy. They came back, make it a six-point game. They still lose. How was it this morning?
All right, so this is what we have as I tuned into WIP and Angelo Cadone.
Oh.
And, you know, I played that clip for a reason about the running game and them sarcastically clapping about it because that was the theme this morning and has been all morning about the lack of running game and Nick Sirianni. So let's go and kick off how their show opened this morning, which, by the way, the last time we did a little spying on Philly, they opened the show with a song from 1973. Well, luckily they learned their lesson because they opened with a song from 1977.
Hey, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, good to see you. Not to play the Morgana song. We are at the Morgana.
On the morning. Hang on.
What happened?
At the Morgana. How did he pronounce the Morgana?
At the Pajaras Casino.
No, we're at the Bogala. It is a good song. Now, what are the lyrics to it to make sense of playing it this morning after last night?
Well, I guess this the team's running. They're running on empty. They're not running at all.
The song Running on Empty, and they also played Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty and Running with the Devil.
Man.
Pretty much hijacked Bo and Jim's show.
A team in the NFC East not named the Giants or Dallas talking about wanting to run the ball more.
Yeah, right.
Like, right? Jalen Hurts is your run game. So, let's hear the opening from the Bogana.
I'm from the Bogana.
With Anthony.
All right, let's go back to the beginning.
Angelo, whatever his name is.
Let me get my phonograph.
An Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, good to see you. Not to play the Bogana song. We are at the Bogana on the morning after one of the most maddening, upsetting Eagles games I have ever witnessed. Keith Jones is here. Jonesy, I am ballistic right now. It may be the sleep, but it's probably Nick Sirianni.
Are you ballistic?
Are you frustrated by what you witnessed at Lincoln Financial Field last night?
Extremely frustrated. The fact that they played soft defensively was one thing, but the fact that they did not run the ball until the third quarter was remarkably stupid on their part.
You have no idea.
Al, help me here. This is so basic, and the man who is the coach of the team can't grasp it.
All right, there's a lot in there. First off, I know that this has happened in previous games. Did they really not run it once until the third? Or are they just talking about, like, they didn't try to establish it until the third? I can't remember.
Surely they ran it once in the first half.
Right, because they did that against us. They didn't run it until way late in the game.
And surely they ran it in half.
And it wasn't a blowout. Like, they were starting to get blown out in the first half. So maybe they were going away from the run. But, you know, every game can't be the best, the worst, the most. We said this after the Giants win. We came in, we're like, this feels weird. You know, this is kind of a weird game to recap. But in Philadelphia, everything has to be to the most extreme. It's got to be the worst and the best. You can't have that for 16, 17 games every single year and then to do it for 162 in baseball and then 82 in hockey in the NBA.
Yeah, but they're bringing in Sirianni. This guy is supposed to be like Kellen Moore. He's supposed to like lead this resurgence of the offense, and that's why everyone's upset at WIP with Angelo Cannone.
And 19 carries, by the way, total. Hurts had 10 of them.
Good
so
Lord.
So Miles Sanders with 9 carries for 56 yards.
Yeah. So Steve in Philly was not happy with Sirianni, so he had to call in and voice his frustration. And Angelo, on his part, had to help me out by giving me a new drop.
Steve's out of line from Egg Harbor. Steve, how are you doing today?
I don't want to hear that this guy's got a learning curve in Philly. This guy was brought here because he was supposed to be an offensive guru, which we obviously can see he is not.
Well, his tree, the first branch of his tree is Frank Reich, who's currently 1-4. So I don't know. The tree might need a tree doctor pretty soon, Al, because it seems like it's dying.
Because Frank Reich, in their minds, had everything to do with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Doug, I was longing for the days of the boring Doug Peterson offense last night.
All right, Rhea, let me try this. I'm going to attempt right now an impersonation of Doug Peterson around 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. Are you ready?
Yep, let's hear it.
Pretty good?
That's excellent, by the way. Right.
That's a good drop. Now I've got a good drop right there. What is it, Sean? What's wrong? Why did you look like you were about to punch the window out on the 11th floor of a building?
I love it. I love it. I don't know what I should say.
What?
You know, every once in a while at this radio station, we get evaluated by some of the higher-ups.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And the higher-ups think that we should do more radio like that. That's like their solution. They don't think that there's a difference between, you know, East Coast, West Coast, cities, regions.
Like, this works there.
And like, but how? But just as, I mean, like, you and I grew up on the East Coast. A tree doctor?
I don't get the tree doctor phrase.
And then you couldn't go with look up arborist?
Horticulturist?
And then I thought the impression, I was like, all right, this is going to be good radio right here. And then it's just, I don't get it. I don't understand. it's just so frustrating because they think there's some people upstairs who are not fixing the app, but meanwhile telling us this is how it needs to be here for better radio. Maybe we're wrong.
No, maybe we are. I don't know. I can see how that works there.
Maybe we just need to eat more Primavera and just blend into what they want over there at WIP. As we're spying on Philly, obviously they lose last night to the Bucks, and everyone's upset, including Angelo Cannone. And they're upset with Sirianni. They're also upset, by the way, with Jonathan Gannon. He's the defensive coordinator. Because, I mean, why not? You're mad at one coordinator. Let's get mad at the other one, right?
Just so you understand, if you're trying to comprehend the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon's game plan last night, recall what he said on Tuesday about trying to game plan on a short week.
You know, I wanted to do a bunch of stuff on Monday. We don't have any full speed reps, so throw that out the window. Like,
Jonesy,
this Thursday night thing just started. Tonight,
they didn't have the schedule, Jonesy. Never saw it.
Why don't you surrender before the game?
Oh my God,
Ange, it wasn't like Tom Brady was launching bombs. He dink and dunked you down the field.
You gave him everyone was wide open. There was anyone covered.
There's a picture at one point where the safeties aren't even in the picture.
They're not in the picture. No one could find them. Their parents were concerned for their safety, and they were safeties.
I love the generalities, too. Like, we go too numbersy sometimes with what RJ dives into, in my opinion, but, like, at least you're, like, trying to reach another level of, like,
Intellect
or analysis, but it's always, and no one was covered! And no one was open, and no one was covered, and no throws were made.
It's always.
Like, it's just always just so general. We need to find their sister station, and that's where you and I need to go.
Oh, the Fanatic?
We need to go to the
Fanatic. We're the guy that opens up the show with,
that's where we need to go. That's our new show. Listen. The next time we play the Eagles, let's do Philly radio. Let's make a pledge. Let's give the bosses what they want, not spittle, higher up. Let's do Philly radio for the week. Let's just do it. Let's do Philly radio week. And let's just do everything that they want us to do.
I'm going
to
take a vacation
and
that
be
week.
So loud. Let's just try it.
They threw 50 passes in the first quarter. They threw the ball every time. There's clearly no game planning. None of it.
It's like, this is like sitting in the stands.
This is so good.
And you've got like, in the first three innings, you got like two ground balls back to the pitcher. They're like, it's like nine grounders to him already.
Yeah.
If you're frustrated by that, you'll be pretty frustrated by this coming up next. Because as we spied on Philly this morning, WIP Angelo Cataldi, he takes another call talking about the loss last night. I helped you out in this case, and I'll explain why.
The rest of the show is yours, and I got to go back to the hospital bed because a man had a heart episode a couple of days ago, a fibrillation issue, and he had smuggled in a TV last night, even though it was against doctor's orders. Let's check in on Bruce. Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm sick, Angelo.
I know you're sick. You're in a hospital.
No. I'm sick of the Eagles and the same crap.
All right, so,
I can't believe I watched the game.
I can't believe you watched the game either. You had had a hot thing earlier in the week. Did they let you do this?
I thought I was going to get it done yesterday.
Yeah.
Is this a bit?
I'm going to stop it right there because last time we spied, he allowed a caller to talk for 4 minutes.
Was it seven?
That guy went on for 6 minutes and 14 seconds talking about his medical procedure without an ounce of Eagles mention.
What was the procedure?
Something with his heart.
It was but hot.
That's
it was
all
hot.
He did.
Said hot.
They let him talk for 6 minutes about his freaking heart.
Can we find out if there's a higher rate? Like, I'd like to know heart attack rates throughout the country.
I bet you we can find out.
Oh, like
right
if it's higher in Philly? Oh, yeah.
Like, just East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it definitely higher? I'd be interested. Probably has to do with food and the way you eat, like the West Coast and, you know, all the grains and stuff. They probably have the least amount. We're probably decently high up there, but East Coast with the rage and anger.
I am going to imagine that heart disease is probably worse in some of the deep South.
Look it up while we play final clip.
We'll do one more final clip because I'm not going to play any more from Dr. Oz talking about his heart or whatever. Instead, one more clip from WIP Darius Slay last night. Apparently, he wasn't good for anyone that was watching the game that was wearing.
After he insulted the reporters last week saying, y'all don't even know the difference between man and zone. Why am I talking to you?
Well, the fans let Darius have it this morning on WIP.
Mike is up next. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, let's go play. Let's talk about some defense on the other side.
Yeah.
Another guy that doesn't have to get his uniform clean is Darius the Punk. I'm not going to call him any worse because I'll get cut off, but he's a punk.
Now, hold on a minute. He did do one thing that was a big play. Late in the game, Mike, where it was becoming clearer and clearer we were going to lose.
Yes.
He helped up a member of the opposing team.
I hate that.
Did you see that?
I did. I can't stand that.
I was getting to that.
And at that point, he was dead to me. What are you helping them? They're beating you. There's 68,000 people there to pay their money. You're helping up the opponent who's beating you. That's big play, Slay.
What was the nickname for Darius?
Big play, Slay.
No, I couldn't get it from the
Darius Punk.
Darius
Punk.
Considering that guy's voice, I'm sure he wanted to use another name for him, but go ahead.
And then helping the opponent up.
Can't help the opponent up.
Oh, yeah.
We're not a fraternity.
To me. Sportsmanship.
Well done,
by
Troy.
By the way, I have.
I didn't think you were going to get that much out of it because they came back and lost by six. Yeah. You lost to the defending champs by six. You came. All right, who's dead to who by region?
It is not Philadelphia. It is way worse here.
In Dallas?
In just the South. Look at the South, how red it is.
What is that, an artery? What is
that? The red is bad. Okay. So generally what it is cities do not have high heart disease issues. It's the rural areas where they eat, you know, fast food.
Fast food, more like deep fry everything.
Yeah. Ours is food, cuisine related, but theirs has to be anger and stress.
Yeah,
I would think so. My Lord. Well done.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.